Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God.
Hey God.
I don't know what today's. Oh, that's messed up. Seems kind of odd. No smog. Mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't pig out. One of the rest.
I want it.
Yeah, it gets a little hairy. Love
not
this
bad.
Song. Playing right. Yo MTV Raps.
We have a new bit. Yo Ken Laird Raps. Because listen, I am
an MTV banger.
I'm straight from the shores of England, and that was the whitest thing I've ever heard in my headset ever.
Ice Cube.
Ever. But that was very. It was very. The skills were off the chart, though. It was fantastic. It is Rich, MC Ken, and Ted Johnson here on WEEI. And by the way, I just finished watching. If you want to see a very loud, manly thrusts, you can just go to our Instagram page at WEEI Sports or at Rich Ken Ted. I didn't realize they were going to put that up there, but there was some thrustage.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the thrust.
We got a little excited when the A.J. Brown news ended up coming out. By the way, this is the Ketchus Law Injury Attorneys studio. No fee unless you win. And the drive home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
It was a good day. The news broke right in the middle of our content. So that's always a win.
It's great.
We had Jeremy Fowler on from ESPN right after it broke. Perfect timing. Reaction. They're not done. Might be going after a pass rusher.
Yeah.
Things are happening. June is here. Weather's going to be awesome. For the rest of the week.
Is it?
Tim Haley was pretty good, too.
Tim Haley was great.
Yeah. If you haven't read the Tim Haley article about Craig Breslow, it's really... you know what it is? It's something we all suspected was going on behind the scenes, where it's a organization that's ruled completely by numbers and without gut and without, like, actual humans and making human decisions. It just seems to me as if you can run a team poorly if you just use AI. And that's kind of the way that it feels like it's going right now.
Well, and when the quote from the article is, or you know, the writing is, Theo Epstein has been disappointed by the Sox's intense analytical direction under Breslow, multiple sources said.
Yeah.
That's in the Globe.
Yep.
So that's got to get your attention in a paper owned by John Henry.
And there was a couple of examples that they used that I thought were just fantastic. Let me just read you this one. It's like two lines. For example, the models, he's talking about like all of these analytic and statistics, MIT Sloan conference stuff. They said, for example, the models generally don't recommend signing hitters in their 30s who play one or zero positions to large contracts. After Breslow opened the offseason by saying the Red Sox needed to add power to the lineup, a de facto replacement for the trade of Rafael Devers, they had a video meeting with Kyle Schwarber, did not converse further, and did not make an offer. And we've seen what Kyle Schwarber has done. It's like, sure,
60.
You know, it's because your algorithm said you're over the age of 30, you're not what we want, but your eyes tell you different. And that's one thing, and I do believe Theo Epstein was excellent at using stats as a tool, but he would also use his brain and he would speak to people and he would ask people, what do you think of this person? He'd watch games, get a feel for how clutch they were. It just seems like a lazy way to run a team, to rely completely on analytics, and you don't have to put in the work. And that's what being a good running a team means. You have to put in the work, and they got rid of a lot of their scouts who were doing a lot of the work, which is, I think, inexcusable.
Well, and if go back and listen to the Tim Haley interview, 3:00, if you missed it today, or on our podcast page. But he said basically Theo feels bad about what baseball has become, feels guilty that he started it. And to me, as a Red Sox fan, what that means is you've got a minority owner who thinks they've gone too far. Mm-hmm. He's now back and involved again, and they're putting the fire under Breslow to recorrect. Like, this is year three. We're going too far analytics. Let's get back to some human elements. So, good.
He is part of the reason. You know, and that stupid Moneyball book is part of the reason. I've always thought Moneyball was stupid because they didn't win.
Good movie, though.
Was it, though? I don't remember. I don't remember. All I remember is that he refused to watch the games, and he worked out. And I was like, if I was somebody, and they made a movie about me, and I wasn't very good looking, and they chose Brad Pitt, it would be the greatest day of my life.
Right.
And I think that was kind of the situation. Yeah. Oh, and I did like the representation of John Henry. I thought their John Henry was spot on.
Excellent, yeah.
Whoever did that was great. What are ties? Where do I buy them? How much is a tie?
Well, they're hot right now.
I just wake up and my 1980s robot puts the tie on me. Happy birthday, John Henry. Every day is my birthday when you have your own robot from the 80s.
That's true. He's
or I'm toast.
He's analytical at his heart. You know, so he's gonna resist.
You say his heart is like truly like a computer.
Soybean. Shares, things like that.
Oh, yes. He made his money from the old soybeans. Hey, are you as horny as I am right now, Chris Narcan? We've got A.J. Brown is now on the team.
Absolutely. And I also was just had the hydraulics in my car, and I was crip walking the MC Ken over here. I was just on my way in. That was something else, too.
Do me a favor. Put that back on. Put that back on. I think there's no better way to end the day than to truly hear the whitest gentleman who's ever walked this earth try to do something off
I've known him a while. I didn't know he had that in.
No barking from the dog, no smog, and mama got the breakfast with no hog.
It's pretty good.
He's got the lyrics, though. He's got it right.
It's pretty good. Is that the lyrics? I don't
Those
know.
Are the lyrics.
I don't know. I just know Mr. Rowdy got a triple-double.
What did the Goodyear blimp say, Ken?
Yo MTV Raps?
No, Goodyear blimp.
Yeah, he's watching that. Yeah.
Saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and
Ice Cube's
said,
a pimp.
That's right.
Ice Cube's pimp.
That's what it said.
Come on, hit me.
Get me on the court, and I'm troubled. Last week, like the round and got a triple double. I can't say the next line.
Sure, you should. The phones are lined up.
Ratings, baby.
Didn't get no static from the cowards.
Controversy.
All right, that's all.
All right, yes, very well done. Well done. That was good. I can't tell. Listen, I couldn't rap if I wanted to either.
To answer your question, Rich, I'm very horny about the A.J. Brown thing. However, I do think they did not get a like great deal here or anything like that. They paid the full weight, so I have some thoughts about that and how I think this was a tactic on the part of Mike Vrabel primarily, but also, you know, Elliott Wolf and everybody else, to get the Crafts to act by the threat of shame if they had not.
Sure.
Because think about it. I mean, like, this thing had been telegraphed since February.
Yep.
And they really put all their eggs in that basket. If they didn't get them, if they didn't meet the asking price, which it sounds like they did, and I would imagine there were other teams in there in the bidding. We'll find out more about that, I guess.
I actually like kind of where you're going with this.
Yeah.
So your theory is somewhat that the reason that, unlike any deal that I've ever heard of before, for 3 months or so we've known about this, is to try to distract people from the Rossini story?
That it actually wasn't it, but that may have something to do with
it's
it.
Great idea. Okay.
I think it's just more about, you know, this is not something that this team usually does. You know, this organization doesn't believe in trading first-round picks for star wide receivers in their late 20s with knee problems. So what better way to do it than to say in February, yeah, we basically have the deal done, and then get all the way to the end. All right, now we got to pony up. And they did. And I think that's tremendous. So I'm very happy.
I don't know, Christian, if you'll play any of this. Listen, it is greatness because it was on our show. But we had Jeremy Fowler on,
yes.
And his whole thing was, I don't think the Patriots are done. And he mentioned edge rusher and gave us a couple of names.
Mm.
That got me horny. So, I mean, we're just there's just pheromones all over the place in here. Once you hear Ken rap, I don't know how you can't all of a sudden get Randy. Can you sing any of this, Ken?
No. What is this?
This is the song we end.
I know.
Every show we end the show with this. What is this?
It's not rap.
No, it's Norwegian metal.
This is Slow Mosa?
It's not good remembrance. Just see if you can try. Ready?
He said it.
Pull the mic away so you can hear. Ready? All right, here we go.
Hello, Todd. Hit the ball far. We got baseball tomorrow at the Fenway.
All right, Christian Arcan. He shall dominate thy airwaves. A.J. Brown is a Patriot. Ken has massive skills to pay the bills. Stiz Jackson, everybody, have an amazing Monday. Here comes Christian Arcan right in your face. We will see you again tomorrow. Goodbye.